Welcome to our meditation slash visualization exercise. Use this when you need to recenter yourself and bring yourself back to the present moment. Hopefully, we can help you de-stress and realign with your goals for the MCAT and for the future. So we'll start with phase one, which is becoming present. Start by sitting or laying down comfortably. If you are sitting, make sure your back is upright, but not strained. Relax your shoulders. Gently close your eyes. There is nowhere you need to be right now. There is nothing you need to do. Begin taking deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. With each exhale, relax your muscles more and more. Relax your forehead, your jaw, and your neck. Pay attention to the feeling of your breath, wherever you feel it the most. You can place your hand on your stomach if it helps. Notice the rising and the falling sensation with each deep breath. You can allow your breath to return to its normal rhythm. Now, start to notice each point of contact your body has with the object you are sitting or laying on. Feel the weight of gravity pulling your body down. Starting at the top of your head, mentally scan down your entire body. Notice how the body feels. Does it feel loose and relaxed? Tight or anxious? Take note of any place in the body where you feel a noticeable sensation. Continue to scan down at an even pace, only taking a light mental note of what you notice. Now start to notice any sounds that are in the space around you. Take a gentle mental note of them and move on to the next. Allow your mind to explore the entire space around you. Are there any smells in your surroundings? Notice them, then let them go. We will move on to phase two, which is gratitude. Mentally envision where you are in your career path and in your MCAT journey. Recall some of the steps you had to take in order to be here today. Your mind has brought you to where you are today. Allow yourself to feel grateful for the way your mind serves you. Expand your feelings of gratitude to how far you have come already. Now, you have a remarkable opportunity in front of you that you are working towards. You are able to work so hard because of your mind and your dedication. Bring the feeling of gratitude to your body. Let the joy of feeling grateful warm your entire body. It is easy to be hard on ourselves, but there is so much to be grateful for. You are capable. You are resilient. You are successful. Believe it. You should feel proud of yourself for every challenge you have managed and all of the adversity you have faced. If any other thoughts arise in your head, acknowledge them and gently move past them. Bring yourself back to the feeling of gratefulness and pride for your mind and body. It is time for phase 3, which is vision. We'll start with your preparation. Visualize yourself set up in your usual study space. Picture all of your materials right in front of you. You are sitting down, feeling motivated. There is energy rushing through your body. You begin to practice and find that the passages are interesting. The questions make sense. You identify all of the tricks hidden in the question stems. It feels like every answer is clicking in your mind. When you review the questions, your performance far exceeded expectations. All content review goes smoothly and sticks in your mind. Now, after hours of the same type of prep, it is exam day. Visualize yourself in the test center. You are nervous, but confident. The exam begins. You find yourself relaxing as each passage goes by. There are difficult questions, but you are able to work through them. You notice patterns in the exam that match what you saw during your prep. This helps you to see the style of the test creators, and you realize you feel like a true MCAT master in this moment. Walking out of the exam, you know you gave it your all. 1 month goes by, and it is the day you receive your score. Picture yourself logging into your computer, eager to see what you have earned. You may be surrounded by friends and family, or you may be alone. You take a deep breath, click on the result, and see your dream score shining back in front of you. joy, relief, and pride well up within you, all at the same time. You're full of pure energy in this moment. Visualize yourself taking another look at that score, realizing it's real. You did it. All of your hard work paid off. Through all of the hard days and long nights, the struggles, the self-doubt, you persevered, and you're one step closer to medical school because of it. Fill your body with those positive feelings. Let your happiness shine through you. Sit with that feeling. Let its warmth reach every spot in your body. It's time for our last phase, which is compassion. Now that you have experienced the joy of earning your dream score on the MCAT, and you felt grateful for how far you have come, we're going to look at how we can get there. There are a lot of variables that will allow you to succeed on the MCAT. But an often forgotten component is compassion. You will be less successful without compassion. Picture compassion within your heart as a golden, glowing ball of light. That light melts away insecurities, self-doubt, and anxieties. Visualize that light in your heart right now. Now picture that ball of light expanding at a steady rate until it envelops your entire body. With every part of your body the light touches, your worries disappear. Your body sinks deeper into relaxation. The golden light now is a part of you from the inside out. That light is compassion. It's self-love and understanding when you face challenges along your path. It's your reminder to be kind to yourself always, despite any struggles. The next time you find yourself having negative self-talk, picture that light entering your body and clearing away the negativity and doubts. Bring self-love back into your mind and in your body in that moment. Remind yourself that no person is perfect. Compassion should be a key component not only of your relationship with yourself, but of your relationship with your patients. Understanding and love mark the forefront of being a physician. Now that we are done with the phases, bring your attention back to the points of contact your body is making with the surfaces beneath you. Feel gravity again, pulling on the weight of your body. Start to notice any sounds or smells in the space around you. When you're ready, on your own time, you can open your eyes.